Hello and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, where we help dads create a healthier and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval and I am your host, and I am thrilled to have our guest today. She is a divorce lawyer, empowerment trainer, and author of Relationship Solutions, Effective Strategies to Heal Your Heart and Create the Happiness You Deserve. Additionally, she is the owner of Frontera Law, where she offers forward-thinking legal solutions to help individuals end their marriages amicably and navigate the immigration maze. Please welcome Sonia Frontera. Sonia, thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Your background is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm so excited to get talking about so much stuff, but maybe you can start out with telling us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us a little bit about the books and what inspired you to write the books, because they're both sound amazing.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a divorce attorney. I have been in practice for 26 years. I practiced mostly in government, and I was a litigator. I first started in family court when I got out of law school, and I found it so terribly toxic, I decided not to do that again. So I practiced mostly in government, and I had to retire from litigation due to health reasons. And a friend recommended starting a practice in collaborative divorce, which is a kinder, gentler mode of divorce. I am myself a divorce survivor. And my passion is really to help people who are struggling in life with adversity and help them turn that adversity into fuel for personal transformation. So the way I started doing that, besides joining my divorce practice, is I wanted to write a book that was the book I wish had existed when I was going through divorce myself. For me, the hardest part as a Catholic and coming from a conservative background was making that divorce decision and carrying it out.
Yeah.
And I just happened to be at a women's retreat that the theme was forgiveness. And I realized how many of the women were still struggling with issues that had to do with their current marriages as well as divorces that had taken place years ago. So I just took it as a sign, and I published my first book, Solve the Divorce Dilemma, which was for women. But I was told initially in the publishing industry, they're under the impression that men are not interested in this sort of thing, that I should niche down to women. And I was really surprised that men were buying the book.
Sure.
And they were providing a lot of feedback. So I decided to write a second book that would be gender neutral and include the guys. And that's how Relationship Solutions was born.
Awesome. Well, number one, thanks for doing that, because that is just a fallacy that we don't, we're not looking for help, which is the whole reason the Divorce Dadvocate and the Divorce Dadvocate community came to be. And I got to say, for being in family law and litigation for 26 years, you look so youthful and happy. And it is, having been in that now for the last 10 years, it's so stressful and so difficult. So, that's truly, truly amazing. And I also wanted to point out that that Sonia is going to have a special offer at the end of the podcast. So stay tuned in, and it will definitely be worth your while to listen on through all the way to the end. So my first question to you is, what is your message to unhappily married people who are on the fence? And I ask it because a lot of our listeners obviously are men, but they are kind of like in the process or thinking about it, or maybe they got served, or maybe they're trying to reconcile and they're just kind of right there. And this is all overwhelming to them. And it's just all hitting them now. And they're looking for, they come to the show to look for a resource. What is your message to them?
For people who are on the fence, I think the most important thing is to think this out very carefully. The divorce decision is not something you should do in haste or out of anger or any negative emotion. You need to do emotional inventory to avoid being the victim of divorce regret. Statistics show that about 50% of people who go through divorce regret having done it and wish they had stayed in their marriages and tried harder. So don't be a victim of divorce regret. Start doing your inner work and making a sound determination whether your marriage can be saved or not. I think it's worth giving it a chance. Unless, of course, there's abuse. In the case of abuse, right. Of course, try to make a safe exit.
Right.
But try to give your marriage another opportunity. Try to understand how you got into this situation. What are the traps that keep you in? And what might be your contribution to it? And then try to determine what is good about this couple, what is good about the marriage, what is bad, what can be fixed, and are we willing and able to do it? And if you make the conclusion, you've reached the conclusion that your marriage is not salvageable, then try to end it amicably, because it's better for everyone, not just for your spouse, but for yourself as well.
Right, and I'd like to get that to that a little bit better, and how you facilitate that and what you recommend around that. But let's talk a little bit more about that emotional inventory, because I am thrilled when a married man shows up to any one of our group meetings or to one of the seminars that we run, really looking to do that work first to try to save the marriage before making that decision. And, you know, that's a huge thing. And then you mentioned earlier also with some of the women that you've worked with that look back and are having to go through the forgiveness process. And, you know, in our Dad's Divorce Blueprint workshop, those are two of the first things that we work on, is that inventory of what is it that you brought to the relationship, and how did that impact the relationship, and what can you do to change that dynamic in yourself, because you can only change yourself, and how would that impact? So can you speak to that a little bit, and then maybe that process? Because what I'm trying to convey is that, and you know, you went through it and you've seen it for 20, well, at the time that you were in Family Lab, divorce stinks, right? You don't want to go through divorce. You
there's
absolutely
no sugarcoating
do not
it.
Want to. Yeah. There's never a better out. Like, it's not a great outcome. There's never a great outcome. You can have a better outcome, but it's never like, yeah, this was great, I got a divorce. So speak to that a little more, just because I want to emphasize to the men that are listening, that are considering it.
Yes. For me, the starting point is awareness. And the basis of my work are the teachings of Anthony DeMello, who was a psychotherapist and also a priest. And he says that people are born in their sleep, they get married in their sleep, have children in their sleep, right, and they die in their sleep and they never wake up. And that's the reason for suffering. So waking up is the way out of the suffering. And when it comes to marriage and everything in life, he was not really speaking about marriage in this context. And so, but I ran with that premise, because it's our social conditioning that sometimes leads us to get into trouble in our relationships. For instance, we think we need to be married to be acceptable. You know, our life runs by a certain program. You go to high school, you go to college, you get married, you have 2.3 kids, the house with the picket fence. And when your actual marital relationship does not work out to that happy ever after that we are expecting, because that's what society tells us, then we feel unhappy, we feel disappointed, and we don't know what to do. So my starting point is developing that awareness as to what were the reasons that dragged you into your marriage. Maybe you married the wrong person, or you married at the wrong time, the right person at the wrong time. Or it's the right person, but you're interacting in ways that are not healthy because of your inner chatter or the personal baggage that you've been carrying. So that's why it's so important to sit down and grab a journal and start writing things down. Yep. And then look back and see, wait a minute, why is this not working? Right. What are the traps that got me here? What's keeping me in? And how can I change these dynamics so that I could try to salvage this relationship?
Yeah, the journaling is a huge thing, and we talk about it. I recommend it all the time. And it was a challenging one for me to finally embrace to do, because for whatever reason, you know, when you write it down, you get it out, it like makes it real, right? And some of that stuff I know I didn't want to hear or see or pay attention to. And I tell the men all the time, like, just learn from me, because I've spent like the last 9 years doing it wrong. But the journaling is a huge one. And then you also mentioned on a little bit of a different note, your Catholic upbringing and our like societal. I was raised Catholic too, so we have that commonality. And I was never going to get a divorce, right? It was just not going to. I was going to love through it no matter what. And then when it did finally happen, there was so much guilt and so much shame around that having happened that it was, you know, this quote unquote failed marriage. So, you know, and we briefly talked about this before we started, that whole fallacy, I will call it, of a failed marriage, because I don't feel there's anything is a failure. There's only feedback, right? So, you know, we're only getting feedback, and that's like a business premise. Is there's no failure, just feedback. So you make an adjustment. So, you know, let's talk for a minute about that, because I know that's something that you talk about, is this failed marriage myth.
That's right. It's a myth, and it's nothing but a myth. It's part of that social conditioning that I was talking about earlier. We are told that if your marriage doesn't work out, you're a failure, and you have to live for the rest of your life with that label attached to you. But it's just a label. Peel it off. Yeah. I know that when I got divorced, I overheard my mom say to someone, "Sonia's failed marriage," and I was outraged. You know, it was not a failed marriage. It was a learning experience. So we need to reframe the way we look at our marriages and how they did not work out. Like you said, it's feedback. It provides you some very, very valuable lessons. So the important thing is to learn those lessons and move forward. And I like to say that marriage, a divorce is only a failure if you learn nothing from it.
Yeah.
You need to, like I said before, do your emotional inventory. Even if you have already made that decision, you really need to come to terms with what went on here, what lessons I learned, how can I use them to take my life to the next level? Because I think divorce presents you an amazing opportunity to think back in your life and to start from scratch with a clean slate. And that's something that you can start doing at any point, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through a divorce, or recovering from a divorce.
Yeah,
it's
I love that you use the word opportunity, because that's the exact same word that I use. And I know anybody listening out there going, you have got to be crazy that it's an opportunity. No. This is not an opportunity. This is hellish and it's stressful and it's just chaotic. But I promise you that it is an opportunity if you take the time to really look at it from and try to reframe it from a different perspective, that this is an opportunity to really do that self-reflection like you just described, and then figure out how you can take this and make it, you can even make it almost a creative experience, right? Because it's the opportunity then to create something that is completely new in a life that is completely exactly how you would want it going forward, right? Maybe it's not to where it was now, but going forward, you've got this opportunity to create with your children, with the, you know, whatever your life looks like after, right?
That's right. I can vouch for that personally. And that's one of the starting points I have, because we think divorce is the end of the road, but it can be a detour on the road to happiness. And I can speak for myself that, and again, as a Catholic, and I'm pondering, you know, can this marriage be saved? Should I stick it out? And we get fixated again on these narratives that we get from society. There's only one love, one true love in your life. And if you don't make it, you know, with that person, you'll never be happy again. So we're just desperately clinging on to something that may or may not work out. And in my case, I never imagined the kind of life I have now. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined. And as I am just struggling in this marriage that was not going to go anywhere, that was never going to lead to my own happiness, fast forward a number of years, now I've remarried. I have a great husband and we have a just wonderful life. We travel around the world. We're more compatible. So life can be better, and I have seen it in other people as well. So there's hope. But you need to get your head out of, I like to say, your life is not going to smell like rose, like a bed of roses, if you keep your head stuck in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So, you know, sort of somebody such as you that's down the road a little bit, myself, who's down the road almost nine years now, I can definitively say, and you have just definitively said, that there can be a better life, but it does take the work to do the self-reflection and to, you know, work on those emotions, those feelings. I mean, there's a lot of work to do, but don't be overwhelmed. I mean, that's why there's people like you, there's people like me, there's a lot of resources out there to get that help. But let's talk for a second for somebody that is just stuck, right? Mm-hmm. That they're just bitter around what's happened and what's happening. It could be while they're going through it or even after and down the road. What kind of, can you give us some practical advice for those out there listening that are really just stuck in their kind of bitterness frame of mind?
Yeah, that bitterness is not going to serve you. You have to shift, you have to reframe from the anger, the resentment, or whatever baggage you have from the relationship and turn it around. It's about what you create from this moment on, and start taking baby steps. Like you said, you could be overwhelmed. Yes, it is overwhelming. It's daunting. It's frightening. Yeah. But you can start in this moment to decide, what kind of life do I want to live? Start taking baby steps in that direction and congratulate yourself every time you accomplish something. And if you take a step back, don't beat yourself up. It's sure. All about growth and just learn, just distill all the lessons that are encoded in whatever you're experiencing. And when it comes to any kind of bitterness that's related to the relationship and wrongs that you feel were done to you, let them go. You need to release all this negativity and all these bad feelings in order to create something new, because you can't build something new and powerful on a foundation that is shaky, that is based on negativity, hatred, or any negative emotion.
Right. So there were a lot of tips there right away, but the first thing that I heard you say was like decide or create in your mind what it is, I'm paraphrasing, what it is that you want and how you want to move forward. And so, and then like take a baby step, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I heard you say. So correct. If you are bitter or upset or whatever that feeling is, decide that you don't want to be that. And then find a way to take the step. Maybe it's journaling, right? Maybe once a day you're going to write about your feelings about that bitterness or whatever that feeling is, so that you can start to either reframe it in your mind or rewire your mind for, you know, feeling a different way about it. Would that be an accurate summary of like at least that first step for somebody that's just stuck?
Absolutely. And if you want to move forward, it is very helpful to just go through identify what those issues are that keep you stuck. If it's about certain wrongs or about certain events that happened in your marriage, just sit down and write them out, how they made me feel. And what role did I have in it? Is there anything I could have done better? If you're thinking, if there's no opportunity for reconciliation, you still can heal those wounds by journaling and writing these things out. Yeah. Just write it out, write a letter to your ex and burn it and release it and be grateful for the experience. It's really important to extract the lessons, be grateful for the experience, and bless the marriage and your spouse with love.
Yeah, those are some really, really good specific skills and things to do that can help them through that. So thank you. That's those are really good. So then, helping you know, you said you help end the marriages amicably, and you were in family law for a while, and now you've kind of pivoted to a different way of mediating and helping them. What are some of the benefits of that. So, you know, we've kind of talked about getting in that mindset. If somebody can get in that mindset, now again, we can only control ourselves, right? But right. What are some of the steps, you know, in doing that, and that you help to end things amicably?
Well, first of all, I don't practice litigated divorce. I think it is so incredibly toxic. Surprisingly, about 98% of divorces are no, really? It's just fun. It's all fun and games.
Yeah.
So it is so toxic. And at the end of the game, most people end up settling their cases. So why don't you get to that settlement mindset first? Yeah. So it's really important to get to that mindset. Try to separate yourself from all that negativity, any desires of revenge, any bitterness, and try to put that aside and be solution oriented instead.
Right. And I love that.
Yes. And I practice only collaborative divorce or uncontested divorce because it is so much more productive. And collaborative divorce is different because people agree from the beginning that they are going to solve their case. They're going to settle before they even file for divorce. In New Jersey, it is actually mandated by law that all attorneys have to tell their clients during a consultation that this model of divorce is available. But wow. Even if you're not in a state where that is required or that may not have collaborative divorce available, it's all about mindset. Mm-hmm. It is about moving forward. I like to say revenge is about moving on is the best revenge, because it's all about rebuilding your life, not about looking back with anger or attachment. So yeah. When you reframe yourself in that light, you can start moving in the direction of rebuilding your life as opposed to litigating and fighting and getting back at the other person, make them pay for whatever wrongs they have done against you. So it's all a mindset. If you start with that mindset, even if your spouse is not of that mindset, like you said, you can't control the other person. You can only control yourself. Try to work on yourself so you have a better handle of your feelings, of how the other person makes you feel, and try to avoid situations that lead to conflict and reactivity on your part, because you can learn to control your reactivity so whatever the other party does has less impact on you.
Right. I love the collaborative divorce model, and I hope that someday that can be the first step in divorce. And unfortunately, it seems that the whole process starts with finding an attorney, which is, we talk about, like, that's the worst thing you can do. If you're starting with finding an attorney, that's going to start things off on the right, wrong, you know, the wrong first step, because there's so many more things that you can do surrounding yourself with your team and people and coaches and therapists and financial planner, everybody that can be around to help support you and then take, you know, this process in a positive, you know, a positive step. And I think, and I'm not sure what the percentage was that you said was 80 or 90%, but I've heard like 90%+ of marriages are done outside of, like, are agreed upon outside of, they don't go to trial. And so if you start with this mentality, it's so much more beneficial, not just about the process, but we're talking with divorced dads about with the kids, and then like taking, you know, cutting off that time of having to work through figuring out stuff in your head and with your soon to be ex. It just sets things up for the future. And that's the other thing that's sometimes hard, is understanding that you're setting yourself not up for like just when you get divorced, but the next 5, 10, 15 years, depending on how old your children are, in that collaborative mindset, because guess what? You're co-parenting going forward. So if you can work through that collaborative process, it's going to be beneficial to you. It's going to be a great example for your kids. And going forward, it's just going to be so much better. So the more we get up that word, you know, to people, I feel like it's better. And so collaborative divorce, gentlemen, it's an awesome, awesome opportunity going forward. So I love it. Sonia, your book, Relationship Solutions, Effective Strategies to Heal Your Heart, and your other book, Create the Happiness You Deserve. you have a special offer for the men that are listening today. What is that?
Yes, I am offering 5 ebooks to the first 5 listeners to request them.
Oh, awesome. And which one? Which book or both?
It's Relationship Solutions, Effective Strategies to Heal Your Heart and Create the Happiness You Deserve. It's the subtitle. So it's the same book.
Gotcha. It's all the same book. Awesome.
It's so a big title.
That is a big title, but you know what? Divorce is a big deal. So it sums it all up very well. So we will put a link into the show notes so that anybody that is interested in it, click on it, will help. I sincerely appreciate you being here today and sharing with us all of your, you have so much background and so much wisdom from so many different areas that I think that we could probably talk for a couple more hours, and maybe we'll come back and talk about the collaborative divorce process, because it's a topic that I would really like to emphasize a little more and get the word out there. So if you'd be agreeable to doing that again sometime, I'd very much appreciate it.
I'd love to. Thanks for having me on your show and for everything you do. I'm really pleased that there's someone looking after the guys, because I think there's a lot less resources for the guys than there are for the ladies.
Well, we're doing
and they
our
need
best.
It just as much. Great yeah. job. Congrats.
We always do. So, Sonia Frontera, how can the listeners get in touch with you in addition to the free ebook? How can they connect with you?
The best way to reach me is through my website, www.soniafrontera.com. And there you will find links to all my social media and to podcasts such as this, and more information about my books, any events, and you can even send me an email. I love to hear from listeners.
Awesome. And I will just add that if you found some value in this today, please like the video, or if you're listening to this on the podcast, on a podcast platform, go and review each one of us and give us a positive review. That helps so much. Or share it on your social media, or just do anything to help us get out the word, because it helps. Every time one person does one of those things, it just is a chain effect, and it is incredibly helpful. Sonia, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jude.
Take care.
You too.